Have you ever been at a place where you didn't feel like you had any goals? You're just rocking along, keeping up with your work, and content where you are? Listen in to episode 112 of Just One Simple Thing, where you'll learn the benefits of having goals that are not related to big projects or results, and how they can keep your work fresh and fun. Hey friend, welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. A few months ago, I was doing some accountability check-ins, which happens to be one of my favorite things to do. Holly gave me a good report. Things were going really well in her business. She had a full client load, her income was meeting her needs, she was able to take time off for vacations, and had capacity to support friends and family members going through some difficult times. Holly asked an interesting question. Is it okay to not have any goals? I had to think about that for a minute. I'm going to tell you my answer first, then we'll back up and I'll explain a little more of my thinking. I said, it's okay to not have any major projects or big goals. You don't have to always be creating something new or stretching to push farther than you've ever been before. It's okay, healthy even, to rest between runs. But you do need to have something that you're working towards, even if it's little. A small improvement in a work process, learning a new skill, or intentional steps to grow your network. So I'll back up a minute and talk about goals a little bit and why it's important to have them, because working towards goals accomplishes a lot more than just the results you achieve. Let's explore some of those benefits. First, stewardship. As a Christian, you're called to be a good steward of the resources and talents God's given you. This includes your business. Setting goals helps you make the most of these resources and grow the reach and impact of your message to be a good steward of what God's given you. Faithfulness. Without goals, it's easy to become complacent and just sit back, floating along, and miss out on opportunities for growth. Setting goals allows you to challenge yourself while honoring God through your work, even if you're not 100% busy all the time. Luke reminds us that if we're faithful in the small things, God can trust us with much. So build your faithfulness bank by making the most of every opportunity. Third is kingdom impact. We're called to be like salt and light in the world, serving and making a real difference in people's lives. When you set goals for your business, it's a chance to line up your efforts with God's purposes and find ways to bless others. Whether it's offering top-notch products or services, creating job opportunities, or giving back to the world around you, having goals can push you towards an even bigger impact on the world for the kingdom of God. And the fourth benefit of goals is in the area of personal development. Setting goals can enable you to continually learn, develop skills, and deepen your relationship with God. By setting goals, you position yourself for getting a little bit better every day, both as a business owner and as a person. So those are some of the benefits of setting goals from a biblical perspective. Those are the kind of things that may be hard to quantify or to attach a major project to. But when you're feeling like things are going great and you're searching for motivation beyond just keeping things moving day to day, look at those four things and find ways to make progress in those areas, even in little ways. So in regards to stewardship, how can you find new ways to use the resources you have, not go out and develop new things? In faithfulness, have you gotten complacent and stopped doing the things that really light you up? I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks of not having any kind of goals that really motivate you to get up in the morning and be excited about what you're going to do for the day. You just start checking boxes off, going with the flow, happy with the status quo, and then all of a sudden you realize you're bored. How about kingdom impact? How can you make a bigger impact in the things you're already doing? A better client experience? A little something extra for your most faithful audience members? And for personal development, what new skills or tools can you focus on to improve your operations? Or something you need to learn for the next big project on your mind? Setting this kind of small goals, not necessarily related to big projects or life-changing results, can help you stay motivated and keep your work fresh and exciting, giving you that reason to get up every morning and attack the assignment that God's given you. Now, for your one simple action step. If you feel like you're in a good place in your ministry or business and don't have any big projects or major goals to work on, head over to my free Facebook group, Plan and Pray with Do a New Thing, and grab a copy of the Micro Goals Worksheet. This is also a great exercise as we head into the summer months where a lot of people will be taking some time off. It can give you a few things to work on in the background that will set you up for success in the fall. And speaking of taking a break for the summer, I'll be pausing the podcast for the months of June and July and most of my other business activities in July. Keep your eyes open for an episode where I'll share what I'm doing to prepare for the break and to return from the break. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen so you don't miss a thing. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.